Elisha Hanavi sends Echad b'bnei Hanavim to make Meshicha on Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi, to anoint him as a king. So who's this person who he sent? So first of all, it's interesting, it doesn't say who he sent. It says, Yishalach Echad, Korol Echad b'bnei Hanavim. One of the b'nei Hanavim. So Chazal come and they tell us who is this Echad b'nei Hanavim. If you look at Rashi, Ze Yoine ben Amitai. This is the one who we sent. Yoine ben Amitai. Very choshev and Novi. For some reason the Torah doesn't tell us who it is. Just says, B'nei Hanavim. Obviously there's a reason. And he tells him that when he anoints this new king, Yehu ben Yehoshaphat, he says like this. He gives him a whole direction. He should go there. He shouldn't say why he went. It was obviously very dangerous. It was a dangerous thing to do. He told him, Chago Mosnecha. He told him to tie up his belt, V'kach Pach Hashemen. So the Achronim explained that the reason why he told him that is because it was a dangerous mission. Because there was still another king around and he was mixing in. It was dangerous. If you guys remember, we had earlier in Sefer Shmuel that when the Rabbanu Shem told Shmuel that he should anoint David as a king, it was a whole shtick. He didn't go to say he's going to anoint the king. He said he's going really to bring a colton. If you remember, that's what he said. That was the story he said. And the reason why he did that is because Shmuel Hanavi told the Rabbanu Shalom, I can't go. It's dangerous. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? Eich Eilech V'shama Shol V'Hargeni. That's in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tazayin. Shmuel Hanavi says, I can't go anoint the king, David, while Shaul's alive. Shaul will kill me. So he says, V'shama Shol V'Hargeni. Zokter Adak, strange that Shmuel Hanavi, the Rebbeinu Shlom, sends him on a mission. He turns to Hashem, he says, I'm afraid. Hashem told you to go. So the Radak, on the Pasuk, the Radak says, Lo yichoto Shmuel b'ze. He didn't do anything wrong. He says, Ki af al pi she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu maftiach l'Novi, Ein l'odom leilech b'mokom zakone, v'lismeich al hanes. Fascinating Radak. You would think, if Hashem tells you, go there. You're not supposed to ask him. It's dangerous. Rabbeinu Shem knows it's dangerous. Rabbeinu Shem says, listen, Kovi, go to Gaza now. I want you to hang out over there in Gaza for a bit. It's still dangerous. Chayre, you have no right to tell the Rabbeinu Shem it's dangerous. The Rabbeinu Shem told you, go to Gaza. He says, go to Ramallah. You go to Ramallah. But what did Shmuel Hanavi say? Shmuel Hanavi turns to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, V'shama Shol V'Hargeni. The Radak says, there was no Isser. And his Lashon is, Ki af al pi she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu maftiach l'Novi, Ein l'Novi leilech b'mokom sakone v'lismech al hanes. You know? Fascinating thing. The Radak is saying, that if Hashem tells you go to Gaza, you are not a right, you have an obligation to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, one second, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a dangerous trip to Gaza. We'll get there. So Radak, Zokter Radak, that the Novi has a right to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, not a right and obligation. Listen, Rebbeinu Shalom will go to Gaza. Now, if the Rebbeinu Shalom then tells you, listen, Kovi, you're going to Gaza. No tanks, no guns, just the way it is right now with the socks. Just like that. You're going to Gaza. Gotta go. Of course. But you have to ask the Rabbeinu Shem what he means. You can't rely on an ace. Maybe the Rabbeinu Shem means go to Gaza, yeah. Go to the IDF, pick up a tank, take along a chabure of Hever. I know how to deal with the Hever in Gaza better than you, I'm sorry. And don't go yourself. So Mamela, Shmuel Anovi had a chiv al pidin to ask the Rabbeinu Shem, how should I go? Meaning, Eich Eilech, do you want me just to go like this and rely on a miracle? Fine. The Rabbeinu Shem is the boss. But you have a right to ask him. Not a right, an obligation. Zok down. Rashi says, Loshen Zirus, over here the Rabbeinu Shem told him, Loshen Zirus, why? Lefisha shluach ledvar sakon. He's anointing one king while another king is around. Very dangerous. So Memele, he needed chizuk. I don't understand. So why didn't Yohanan ben Amittai tell Elisha Anovi, Eichelech, how am I supposed to go? Eichelech. Should have asked him. He didn't. He didn't ask him. Why didn't he ask him? According to what the Radak is telling us in Sefer Shmuel, he had to ask. Another raya to this is that we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why I thought Elchanan was going to bring a raya for Kelt, but it seems he went the other way. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because he said, Eich Eilech El Paro. What does the Medrash say? Yisrael Nesunim Batzora. Klai Yisrael are in a danger. You're asking me questions. Why did Hashem just say, why are you asking me questions? Terence says, because if Klai Yisrael wouldn't be in Sakonim, Moshe would have an obligation to ask questions. But now that Klai Yisrael is in Sakonim, Hashem says to go. You don't ask questions. You go. But over here there was no sakana. So Yohanan ben Amittai, I should have asked. That's number one. Number two, very strange. When he goes to do the mission, he does what Elisha Hanavi told him. He goes and he anoints the Navi. He anoints the next Melech. And look what they call him. Pasuk says like this. He goes to the place. He does the Meshicha. After he does it, they told him, Madua boha meshuge hazeilech. From the rare times in Tanakh that you find the word meshuge. Right? We use meshuge when you're talking about somebody who's meshuge. We're talking about a Navi. We're talking about a Navi Hashem. So, but Chazal say, that's what he told him, Madua boha meshuge hazeilech. Why did this Meshuggah guy come to you? Comes the Radak, and he says, a little strange, call him Novi Meshuggah. He says, yeah. You him Novi Meshuggah. This is common. The Meshuggah. Why? Lefi, Shepa'omim Be'is HaNevu'eh, Hoyo Minhogam Kimoi Mishi Yotzim Midaita. When a Novi got Nevu'eh, he was like in a state of shock. State of shock. Sometimes the Rambam says they used to faint. They fainted. They fell into a slumber. So they lost their regular consciousness. So Mamela, that's why it's called Meshuggah Zokta Radak. Kimoi Mishi Yotza Midaita. Lufi Shehoyolo and Bitel Argeshes Vakoiches Hanafshies. And then he says, also, bad people called them Meshuggah. That was because they were being Mevazadah. B'nei Yisrael Oroim Gam Kein Hoyu Koyim L'Novi Hashem Meshuggah Derech Bizoy. So the Radak is saying the word Meshuggah has a negative meaning and not a negative meaning. The non-negative meaning is he's losing his physical awareness and focus. It's like Meshuggah. And the bad people, they use the word Meshuggah to be Mevazeh. Okay, that's Chazal. Similar to what we find in the Rishonim, they called Rabbi Shu ben Kocho. Sometimes you find Chazal call somebody a baldy. Call Yisrael doimim like a klipa yashashum chutz min akirei achazeh. Strange way for a tana to call another tana. This baldy. The bizoyan. Pashas, he lost his hair. So, the Ra'o explains that the word korcha could mean negative. And he says some people used to call the chachamim korcha miloshen negative. And he says korcha could also mean somebody who has nothing on their head, meaning there's nothing else on their head except for Torah. So in other words, the word korcha could mean positive. There's nothing in their mind except for Torah. I showed my kids a picture, which maybe many of you have seen. They took this week of Reb Chaim Knievsky, he was taken to the hospital. Baruch Hashem, he's okay. I think he was already released, actually. But they took him in, he had a flu, whatever it was. They took him in. So he's in the hospital, intravenous. You have a picture of him learning in the hospital. You have to see him learning. He's learning like in his house. One of them is with his shtendel. The other one is with Arangeton and Gemore. The bed grad is sitting there like, it's like there's a bed there in the room. It's from a studio where they want a picture. It should look like you're in a hospital. So they put a bed there. It's Arangeton, Arangeton, Arangeton. So the Ra'o says that sometimes the Chachamim would call another Chacham a Kireach, not Pshat Baldi, but Miloshim. He has nothing on his head except for Torah. Positive. Sounds negative, but it's positive. We find by Nivu also, it says, Vayavshet his begotten, he took off his begotten. Means he took off all the things that block him. Took off all the things. So this Radak I heard from a Biankif. Stamen, I don't know, 40 years ago. I heard this Radak from Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv then was making the distinction between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Shaar HaNaviim. Moshe didn't go Meshuggah when he got to Nevuah. Kedaber Rishol Reyehu. The Rambam explains. Moshe was Kedaber Rishol Reyehu. And the other Naviim, they lost the consciousness. They lost that state. In fact, according to the Rambam, it's mashma. That's the whole difference between Tanakh, between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Shaar HaNaviim. Nevuas Moshe was an awake state. The Nevuah of the other Naviim was Bechaloim. And halachically, that makes a difference. It's a fascinating Rabbi Shulam Diskin. Rabbi Shulam Diskin says, if you go through Sefer Bereshis, it's full of Nevuas of the others. Hashem spoke to Avram, spoke to Yitzchak, spoke to Yaakov. So the Maharil Diskin says, you make a mistake. If you think that when Hashem spoke to Avram, it sounded the way we read it in Parshas Lech Lecha, you make a mistake. Avram got the Nevuah b'chaloim. It was not clear. Moshe then got the Nevuah, what Hashem told Avram, clearer than what Avram got. So Moshe heard from Hashem, Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha mi'aretz chanan. Avram didn't hear it that way. Avram heard it b'chaloim. B'mare. And the Maharil Diskin said, that's the reason why the Nisayon was such an unbelievable Nisayon. When I tell you something you don't want to hear, because you don't hear it, right? You don't hear it. You ever notice that going? You tell somebody something they don't want to hear, they don't hear. When they want to hear something, they hear what they want to hear. I always tell them, now, the Shiloh about a Shabbos off. So he's not sure if he wants to make this week a Shabbos off. We're sitting in the summer making the calendar. I tell him, listen, once you make a Shabbos off, you can't change it. Because you could send out 50 emails that the Shabbos off was canceled. Nobody's going to understand it. It's like French. Best thing is you put in nothing in there. If you want to make a Shabbos off, you don't even have to send out an email. You have to be mahare, and they'll already chap. The menahal could sit in his office and think that there's a Shabbos off, and you'll hear it. Because you want to hear it, yeah, it just can't stand. Zok to Maharil Diskin. When Hashem came to Avraham, he told him to do the Akedah. He didn't tell Avram, Kach has been Yechidcho. He gave him a mare, a mush over chida. And Avram, if Avram would have wanted, Avram could have said, that's not what he meant. He meant this, he said that. He didn't say, kachas binchas yichidcha. Says the Maril, that was part of the Nisayan, was to teach the Nevuah correctly. When I was a kid, the first time I learned the Indian of the Akedah, on a child level, I was wondering, what was the Nisayan? Hashem comes, he says, shechti kid, what? There's nothing you could do. It's not a geshmaka thing. What are you supposed to tell the words? Sorry? No? What's the choice? But the way the Maril is learning is gevaldik. Hashem didn't tell him, kach has been chazichit. He told him, mamash ul v'chidah. And Avram went and he touched it like that. By the way, I can't hold this back. According to Maril Diskin, we understand the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah brings down in Parshas Vayera that the Satan came to Avram when he was about to do the Akedah. He said, old man, what are you, crazy? You're shechting your kid? What are you, crazy? So Avram told him, Hashem told me to do it. So the Satan tells him, yeah, right. Tomorrow he'll tell you you're a murderer. Today he told you to shecht him. Tomorrow he'll tell you you're a murderer. It's a politic of Medrash. What's the Satan telling Avram Avinu? That Hashem is going to go and lie to him? Teretz says, no, according to Maril, it's Givaldik. Hashem is going to tell him, you didn't understand what I meant. You thought I said that. That's not what I meant. And now what do you have? Maisa Isis. You shechted somebody. You kidnapped it. Lamachoim lachashavach to damnok. Tomorrow I'll tell you a murderer. Same idea. That was the Nevuah Shara Nevim. And that's why if you look in Bava Basra, the Gemara says, the end of the first parak in Bava Basra, Moshe kosav sifroi uparshas bilam. Strange Gemara. It should say, Moshe kissed the kosav sifroi uparshas Avram, uparshas Yitzchak, uparshas. The Teretz is, all the other Nevim, Moshe didn't write over what they said, it was a new Nevuah. They got it b'chaloyim. Moshe, when wrote Parshas Vayera, it's not Parshas Avraham. It's a new Nevuah. Mashenkin, Bilam was had the same type of Nevuah like Moshe. So there, he was writing over the exact Nevuah the way it was given originally. Memela, Moshe Kosav Sifroi, Parshas Bilam. Parshas Bilam, Taka was a repetition of the exact Nevuah the way it was given. Just telling you a possible pshat in the Gemara and Bava Basra. Now, so that's the reason why we call a Navi in this state Mishuge. But my kasha is like this. Number one, why would we use such a negative sounding term and now we need a holistical Torah to explain from the Radak that it doesn't really mean negative? The Shulchan Aruch talks about his pashtus hagashmius by tefillah. You don't have to use such a negative term. Why use a negative term, number one? Number two, this is the only time we find a Navi is called a Meshugana. We don't find anywhere else that a Navi is called a Meshugana. If you're going to tell me that a Navi reached his pashtus hagashmius, that's why it's called Meshugana, we should find it all over. Why dafka over here do we find that the Navi is called Meshugana? Years ago, about 25 years ago, I saw a pshat by Reb David Pardo. So he wanted to say another, I'll tell you that. I'll get to my pshat tomorrow. I'll tell you Reb David Pardo's pshat. Reb David Pardo has an interesting chap. He says, when Elisha told Yoina ben Amitai to go, he told him, go anoint Yeho. And after you anoint him, he said, Uponisa Adeles, you should close the door. Vinasta, you should run. Veloitechak. It's a strange Nevuah. We'll have to know why he said that. But he told him, anoint the king and run. So it comes out that Yoina ben Amitai got a Nevuah not only to do a certain thing, but then to run away. If you look in the Rambam, in Ilchos Deis, the Rambam says that when a person walks, they should walk normally. He's not talking about when you're jogging. So when you're walking, You should walk normal. Don't run. The Rambam says running is derech ha-mishugoy. Running is like a mishugana. You say in Rambam. You can look up the Rambam. In Ilchus Deis, Perek Hey, you'll see the Rambam. Think it's Halacha Ches. The Rambam. So it comes out. Yoina ben Amitai here, he anointed the king and went running. So they told him, Adu Aboy Lech HaMishugi. Derech HaMishugi. But that's not like the Radak. That's a different Pshat. So that's what girls do. Tomorrow, Beza Hashem, will go into another Mahalach.